This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Tune Tuesday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for July the 30th, episode 712. I hope that you're having a wonderful morning and that feeding your horses this morning was a joy and a pleasure. This will be one of the last Tune Tuesdays that we bring to you here at Horses in the Morning. We, as we discussed in the past couple of weeks, we have some special episodes. We'll be going back to live episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays over the next several weeks. Next week, we have Rose from Equus Now to bring us a once-a-month look at some products and new things that are out there on the market today. We'll be talking all things tack. And then the following week, we will have Karen Chatton with us, who is one of the top endurance riders in the world. She will be doing a show on endurance riding once a month. So we have all of these new shows that we're lining up and going to be bringing to you every month. So that's what's going on, and that'll all begin next week. We're excited about that. I know we had one on emergency preparedness last month. It was kind of our test to see how it'd go, and the response was terrific from the audience, and she'll be back once a month to do that as well. Dr. G. So today I am bringing you a replay from May the 28th, the week of May the 28th. A whole bunch of good songs for you today. I hope you enjoy them on this last of the Tune Tuesdays. You know, it's been a fun thing to do. It's been something that I have enjoyed doing as a filler here while Jamie was out and until we got things organized for the new plan for Horses in the Morning. You know, Jamie is working 2 days a week now. She's going to be working back up to three, but that's the most she wants to do, having the baby in the house, and I certainly don't blame her for that. So we just decided to do this new program and this new plan. I do want to remind you that tomorrow is the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia with hundreds of dollars of prizes on the wheel. Some new stuff. Hopefully we get more than one winner like we did last week. It was a tough one last week. Some weeks it just seems like the listeners get everything, and some weeks you just it's a tough one. So we hope that we have more winners tomorrow because we have lots of good stuff to give away. Just give us a call at 347-637-3238 at 9:05 a.m. Eastern Time. Answer one trivia question correctly, and you have a chance to spin the wheel and win. So enjoy today's selection of songs. Have fun today, everybody, and we'll be back with you live tomorrow morning for the Wheel of Trivia. I think Jamie's going to be here on Wednesday this week, so I'm looking forward to having her back as well. It's always fun. And I'm going to have a wacky list for you tomorrow as well, because horseandcountry.tv will not be here. She's off to a show tomorrow, so I'll have a crazy list for you. I think one of Glenn's Wednesday lists. Enjoy the music, everybody, right after this word from Equestrian Collections. Hi, Glenn here from the Horse Radio Network, and I am with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with their product of the week.
Hi, Glenn. I am so excited to report that we have Pro Chaps, Half Chaps back up on our website. I love these things. The reason I love them is because they cover the gamut of all sizes. They go all the way from tiny to not so tiny. And when you put them on, they look like tall boots. And the reason for that is they have a neoprene stretch panel in there. You don't see it from the outside, but it's not too tight. It's the perfect tightness to keep you feeling very secure and looks very good. They are expensive, but they are so worth it. And if you're a hard-to-fit rider for half chaps, these are definitely the ones to look at. The leather is very easy to keep. It's a waterproof leather. I have both colors because, you know, you got to have the brown ones for the brown outfits.
And you can't clash.
Everything else. But you, I just take, I can clean them with any kind of regular saddle cleaner, or you can just wipe them off. These things are fabulous. I totally, totally recommend them and have for years.
And that's the Pro Chaps Fit Half Chaps. You can find them at EquestrianCollections.com. Just go to Equestrian Collections and search for Pro Chaps, and they'll come up.
And pay real close attention to the size chart. There's a very, very detailed size chart when you go to look for your chaps. And don't forget to sign up for our Savvy Shopper program. Those are weekly emails that give you the first crack at the best sales and all the best information on our products.
Well, let's start this Tune Tuesday off right. We're with a two for Tuesday. Just start off with the two for right away. We have Dan Roberts, and there's a little cowboy in all of us, and the beaches of Cheyenne.
Hey, Daddy, please help me. I sure need a hand. You see, I'm saddling up, but my pony won't stand. He's backed in the corner, and he's kicking the wall. But since Mom moved that toy box, he's a little too tall. With his boots on the wrong feet, and his holster tied low. Saddlebag saddle, and a blankie bedroll. Little toy rifle he made from a broom. He'll ride across the prairie right there in his room. And in his mind he's out driving a herd toward the rail, headed north out of Texas on the old Chisholm Trail. I'd love to ride with him, but that pony might there's a little cowboy in all of us. I said, son, where you headed? He answered, out west. Well, there's word they need riders on the Pony Express. Hey, I might be a scout, Dad, or a sheriff on TV. Any outfit could use a top hand like me. Well, I told him, be careful, don't tie hard and fast. Take a deep seat if you're riding into the past. He said, I'll be back by supper, bedtime at most. He grabbed the reins, pulled his hat down, and he waved adios. In his mind, he's out driving a herd toward the rail, headed north out of Texas on the old Chisholm Trail. I'd love to ride with him, go stir up some dust, 'cause there's a little cowboy in all of us. You know, as I step from his world back into my own, I thought, we're no different. He might be little and I'm grown, but we both dream about places that neither one of us have ever been. Heck, I'm 44. I'm still playing pretend. I wish I was out driving a herd toward the rail, headed north out of Texas on the old Chisholm Trail. I'll bury my new spurs in the ground till they rust. There's not a little cowboy in all of us. Just a little cowboy in all of us. packed up all his buckles, shipped his saddle to his dad. And by the way the house looked, she must have took it bad. The workers come on Monday to fix the door and patch the walls. They say she just went crazy the night she got the call. He was up in Wyoming, drew a bull no man could ride. He promised her he'd turn out, well, it turned out that he lied. And all the dreams that they'd been living in the California sand died right there beside him in Cheyenne. They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that you can go down by the water and see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. They never found her body, just her diary by the bed. They told about the fight they'd had and the words that she had said. When he told her he was riding, she said, "Then I don't give a damn if you never come back from Cheyenne." They say she just went crazy, screaming out his name. She ran out into the ocean, and to this day they claim that if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Nobody can explain it. Some say she's still alive. They even claim they've seen her on the shoreline late at night. And if you go down by the water, you'll see her footprints in the sand. 'Cause every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne. Every night she walks the beaches of Cheyenne.
Those were both by Dan Roberts. You can find all of his music at oldbootsmusic.com. And of course, Dan Roberts co-wrote Beaches of Cheyenne with Garth Brooks, and that's the song that Garth Brooks made so famous. Well, next up, let's change it up a little bit and add a little humor to this show with Jeff Dawson in 90 Mile an Hour.
I got invited to a gathering here just the other day. The outfit boss seen me in town, this is what he had to say. Been a while since you helped us, things have changed here just a bit. Then he kicked around with his old boot and he leaned over and spit. He said, "I don't know if you know this or not, but we don't use horses anymore. The new owner, he took over and all that horse stuff went right out the door. Now don't you laugh, but we're all riding about a 200cc. Bright yellow rubber tired Kawasaki. But we still could use your help if your old horse don't mind the noise. And I'd hate myself if you got bucked off amongst all our cowboy toys. I said we'll be there at 6, sonny, and don't you worry none. Ain't no way my old horse and I would miss having this much fun. Now, the story, it gets good from here, cause you ain't seen so many wrecks. Why, it looked like opening day of the Kansas Speedway Motorplex. There's upside down and sideways, there's rolling over and breaking bones. I didn't know whether to keep gathering cattle or dial 911 on my phone. Cause it was 90 mile an hour over hill and under trees. My horse and I are dodging steers and Kawasaki's. 90 mile an hour and there's cussing galore. Ain't no way my horse and I would be sighted anymore. Now, when the smoke all cleared, my horse and I pinned every last head. The new owner, he came over and he said, what I owe you? This is what I said. While them four-wheelers is hunting places to cross and shifting gears with all their torque, my horse and I, we shut the gate on them all. We did about four times the work. So honestly, my pay should be about four times that of those other hands you hired. He looked at me and he wrote me out a check and he said, you and your horse are fired. Ain't that a heck of a note? Cause it was 90 mile an hour over hill and under trees. My horse and I are dodging steers and Kawasaki's. 90 mile an hour and there's cussing galore. Ain't no way my horse and I. Ain't near enough money in the sky. Ain't no way my horse and I won't fit anymore. I hate them Kawasaki's.
Well, we continue this all guy version of Tune Tuesday with Jared Rogerson off his Bad Hay CD with Above the Timberline.
The city offers you convenience. This old mountain offers you no lenience, but it's the life I choose to lead. Peace of mind's what I receive. I make my home above the timberline in my saddlebag. Knows what you'll find on my trusty steed. I've got everything I need up here on the Great Divide. I went to college searching for my way. Textbooks for rodeo seemed a pretty even trade. I guess fate can handle each and every day. Wouldn't have it any other way. Now I make my home above the timberline in my saddlebags. Who knows what you'll find on my trusty steed. I've got everything I need up here on the Great Divide. there's big horn sheep. Look, there's an eagle flying down there. We got fish to eat, and up here there ain't no bears. It's the place that I reside. Up above the timberline, fate's in charge of every day. Wouldn't have it any other way.
There's a woman on my party lines, I know the old thing. She picks up the receiver when she notices my ring. Mind your own business, honey, mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you won't be minding mine. Now my pretty gal, she wears her hair up high. Boys all whistle when she walks by. Mind your own business, honey, mind your own business. If you mind your business, you won't be minding business, you won't be minding mine. Now if I decide to stay, I'll late till 2 or 3. Sugar, that's my headache, don't you worry about me. Mind your own business, honey, mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you won't be minding mine. If you mind your business, you'll be busy all the time.
Ah, the days of party lines. I remember them well. We had two other people that were on our party line, and boy, it was interesting because you could tell when they were picking up to listen to your conversation. And as a kid, I was a little kid back then, it was just like, oh, I can't believe they're actually listening to my conversation. Nobody wanted anybody to listen to their conversation at that point. Not that we ever did that as kids, listening to other people's conversations. I'm sure we never did that. And of course, if you're under 50, you have no idea what I'm talking about. Ask your parents about the party lines. Well, that song was called Mind Your Own Business by Monty Hawkeye Henson. I wanted to take this opportunity to remind you that if you're going to buy anything at Amazon.com, anything at all, doesn't matter whether you're buying toilet paper or horse supplies, stop on over to horsesinthemorning.com first. Click on the Amazon banner on the left side of the page. And that will take you to Amazon.com, and we will get a little bit of a credit for everything that you buy. It just helps support all of us here at the Horse Radio Network and helps us keep going and keep providing this programming to you. It doesn't cost you anything extra. All it costs you is about 2 seconds of your time to go to horsesinthemorning.com first and click on the Amazon link on the left side of your page. Then anything you buy, we'll get a little bit of a credit for, and we truly do appreciate your support for the shows that we do here on Horses in the Morning. Well, we might as well continue in the silly vein here on the All Guys version of Tune Tuesday with Dan Roberts and Calhand.com.
Brand new ranch. It was owned by a bunch of fancy pants, but they did have several high dollar trucks and trailers. Well, there was barns and pens. It was under construction, and I was informed by phone I'd receive my instruction in a video arriving in a padded mailer. It said, sort the cows in pen 11, then bring us a tag so we can scan them. And I didn't have a clue, but I took a sack full of them to headquarters. There was a lady at a computer typing in numbers, and the more she typed, the more I felt dumber. And she said, yep, 501's too old. Gotta go back and sort her. I replied, I ain't no cowhand, cowhand.com. I don't know where I just landed. Scroll me back to where I'm from, cause I don't need no printout telling me that it's time to wean. Never seen a calf pulled by a machine, and this information highway keeps my pony sore and lean. I ain't no cowhand.com. Well, my security pass / photo ID opened the gate and picked out a horse for me, and you punch in a code and it start an automatic feeder. Of course, you still had to step over what them cows was downloading, and you did hair analysis with a digital modem, and put a cow up on the screen, it'd tell you which bull's gonna breed her. Well, then they give me this laptop from my saddlebags, and it got dusty out riding drag, and I knew the boss was gonna have my hide. Well, they said, just boot it up, open the windows, something about a mouse and a bunch of menus, so I hauled off and kicked it. I kept the windows closed because it was freezing outside. I ain't no cowhand, cowhand.com. I don't know where I just landed. Scroll me back to where I'm from, because I don't need no printout telling me which stall to clean. Never seen a horse shod by a machine, and this information highway keeps my pony sore and lean. I ain't no cowhand.com. Well, then they start talking downsizing and linking up. I told them I was heading for the tall and the uncut. They could stick that Pentium right in their AOL. There's faxing emails and hazing the web, and they even had a megabyte RAM. That sounds inbred. I reckon those people wouldn't know the difference between a hard drive and a paper trail. I ain't no cowhand, cowhand.com. Don't need no information highway to get back to where I'm from. And I don't need no printout telling me which colt is green. Never seen a bronc broke by a machine. Besides, this little cell phone just don't fit good in my jeans. I ain't no cowhand.com. I ain't no http://, all one word, all little letters, www.cowhand.com. Yeah, that's what you get when you try to cross one of them computers with a cowboy.
Of a story, so you better listen well. In southeast Oklahoma, when I was but a boy, I ran many a mattress and I never wanted more. Believed that I could ride anything with hair. Then one California morning, I found myself there at Los Alamitos Racecourse in 1962. Where the story starts and ends is where you find the dream comes true. Courage in the saddle, facing to the wind. You ride each time like you won't live again.
If you're gonna ride to win, son, it's gonna be a battle. Better have a heart of steel, courage in the saddle. Anodyne was 10-1 in 64 on May the 9th. We were 25, large richer when she crossed the finish line. Night of races at Bay Meadows, 68-73. There never was a jockey who had won as much as me. We were back at Alameda's in May of 84. Thick fog down the straightaway, mud on the racetrack floor. John Critter on face in the crowd, turn left in front of me. And the bottom side of running hooves was all that I could see. Courage in the saddle, face into the wind. Ride each time like you won't live again. If you're gonna ride to win, son, it's gonna be a battle. Better have a heart of steel, courage in the saddle. Crush my foot and ankle, my shoulder and my face. But my longing for the racetrack no surgery could replace. So as a 20-year outrider, I'll finally retire from the course at Alameda's, the place I first caught fire. And the years have passed right through me, I'll never be the same. And the changing times in politics, Lord, we ought to be ashamed. For we're short of fielding horses, Midwest jockeys, they're all through. Where the story starts and ends is where you find the dream comes true. Courage in the saddle, face into the wind. Ride each time like you won't live again. If you're gonna ride to win, son, it's gonna be a battle. Better have a heart of steel, courage.
Well, that was Courage in the Saddle by Bren Hill. You can find all of his music at brenhill.com. Well, next up, we have a poem for you. This is called Cowboy Try. It's done by Jeff Dawson. Thought you would appreciate this. And then we're going to follow it up with some more silliness by Sam Gay, Templeton Thompson's husband, with A Place for Everything.
A cowboy and a horseman. I'm one and the same. There ain't a cow I can't pen or a horse I can't tame. I grew up in the old school but evolved in the new. But in the same business for 30 years there's been few. I'm on the back side of 40 and I'm pondering now. When I reach 70, will I still ride 'em and how? But my blessings have been many, my heartaches have been few. I've calved thousands of cows and a baby colt or two. Some mounts have been iffy, some spoiled rotten brats, but they've all made a cow horse once we got past our spats. Old timers tell me I was born way too late. New waivers say my style's up for debate. But I'm just myself, I've always been that way. I do what I think's right and still listen to what others say. I've soaked in the knowledge of 40 years or more and tried to be the best, more better than before. I leave you with this thought before I say goodbye. In my mind, you'll make a cowboy if all you have is try.
father's house. In his backyard there are piles of junk and two rusted cars. They remind him of his younger days. It keeps his memories scattered all over the place. He's a pack rat of some great repute, a fact that no man can dispute. Mom just shakes her head and sighs and keeps her kitchen clean. There's a place for everything. So why can't he ever find anything? Still he's comforted just knowing that it's always there if he needs it. He's built sheds and barns to house his stuff. There are shelves and bins and hooks. Dust. His little empire fills him up with pride. The neighbors cringe, but he just smiles. There's a place for everything. So why can't he ever find anything? Still he's comforted just knowing that it's always there if he needs it. Cause we share this trait with his old man. He's got higher piles of junk than mine, but I'm sure I'll catch up in time. There's a place for everything. So why can't we ever find anything? Still we're comforted just knowing that it's always there if you need it. He's got buckets full of rusted bolts and two drawers packed with old remotes from TVs that died long ago and ashes from an old wood stove. There's a workbench pile of wires and screws and things he's not sure what they do. He's got stacks of shingles and a perfect roof and old electric motors too. There's a place for everything. There's a place for everything. There's a place for everything. There's a place for every little bitty tiny thing.
That was Sam Gay with A Place for Everything. Sam does sing some unusual songs and some with a sense of humor, let's say, and then some irreverent ones too. And of course, that's Templeton Thompson's husband, Sam Gay, who helps her with all of her music. And they really are quite a team and a very cool, happily married couple. You are listening to Horses in the Morning on Tuesday, May the 28th. This is Tune Tuesday with an all-guy twist. It's all guys today. Next week, we'll throw in all the girls, but thought we'd start out with the guys this week. Jamie, Jennifer, and I will be back on Wednesday morning, all here live, providing Jamie does not have her baby today. Otherwise, Jennifer and I and a guest of some sort, guest co-host, will be here if Jamie decides to have her baby today. But as of yesterday, she was just fine and teaching her husband riding lessons. Apparently, he was doing a little jumping. So looks like there might be maybe two competitors in the family at some point. She posted a little video of that on her Facebook page. Next up, off of his brand new CD, Dirt, that you can find at jaredrogerson.com, is Jared Rogerson's When Forever Is Today.
Don't know why. I know where good horses go. I like to think of dying, though I live my life like I can fly in. I know where God's children go. When forever is today, well, thank God for the pain. And be grateful for the wrong and right we did. And if heaven is the rain, we'll pray for thunder clouds all day. And put it all in bottles and give it away. When forever is today. So I give you this ring. Promise you everything. Your love is all you need to promise me. You saved my life. There is no doubt in my mind. Now I know exactly where I'll be. When forever is today, we'll thank God for the pain. And be grateful for the wrong and right we did. And if heaven is the rain, we'll pray for thunder clouds all day. And put it all in bottles and give it away. When forever is today. Heaven would be hell for me. Forever is today. Well, thank God for the pain. And be grateful for the wrong and right we did. And if heaven is the rain, we'll pray for thunder clouds all day. Dance in circles like two little kids. When forever is today. When forever is.
Hard for what I earn, it ain't much. not enough to buy you diamonds and such. You and me, we disagree on what life's about. Brand new cars are nice to drive, there ain't no doubt. Big old house, white picket fence would be nice, but with that love you just ain't worth the price. So make your way back to California, Nevada boy, don't need you anyway. Plenty of rich boys in California, here's my boot to help you on your way. Small town, big heart, my kind of place. Good friends, cold beer, and plenty of space. I gave you all that I had to give. This is the only way that I wanna live. You came here to be with me, but it ain't working. This little town brings you down, so get to leaving. It ain't like you held on long to let go. You never gave love a chance to grow. So make your way back to California, Nevada boy, don't need you anyway. Plenty of rich boys in California, here's my food to help you on your way.
Back to California by Paul Justin. We'll have to start playing more of Paul's music. We haven't played much. He is a cowboy and has a lot of terrific songs. I'll have to take a look for more of his that would be appropriate for Horses in the Morning. Well, we're going to do a couple of songs for you here. We have Dan Roberts' Tucum Cary Woman, which we haven't heard in a while, and then more Jared Rogerson with Ride My Horses More.
Carry clothes. You've got eyes as soft as moonlight, lips like petals of a rose. Tucum Cary, Tucum Cary, Tucum Cary woman, I want to carry you home. I'm a Bronco Buster and I hail from Abilene. Traveled from hell to Hilary, but you're the first one that I've seen that I'd marry. Oh yeah, I'd marry Tucum Cary woman. I want to carry you. Texas for the Fort Worth Rodeo. Tucum Cary, Tucum Cary, Tucum Cary woman, I want to carry you home. Tucum Cary woman, well I guess I better go. I guess your heart's been roped and
branded by some lucky Navajo to come carry, to come carry, to come carry, woman. I guess I'll be riding alone. To come carry, woman. I wish I could carry you.
Smoke in the air, you can't see it from anywhere. There's a million people driving around, going nowhere. Buildings grew up all around me, but I still got a painted pony. Gonna give her a job, 'cause she's fat and bored. And I'm gonna ride my horse more. Well, I love to drive my truck. The open road feels pretty good. But just because you can doesn't mean that you always should. And I can hardly breathe. Man, this is killing me. I'm gonna ride my horse more. Mother Nature, she's been beat up. I'd say she's been abused. Now even the ocean's black and blue. Gasoline just turns to haze. And my wallet's on empty anyways. Holding the reins is something I can afford. So I'm gonna ride my horse more. Well, I love to drive my truck. The open road feels pretty good. But just because you can doesn't mean that you always should. And I can hardly breathe. Man, this is killing me. I'm gonna ride my horse more. Everybody's got an answer for the problems of today. Well, you can find your own solution. As for me, I found my way. 'Cause I can hardly breathe. Man, this is killing me. I'm gonna ride my horse more. Let's ride.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this all-guy, all-cowboy version of Horses in the Morning's Tune Tuesday. We'll be back again next week, only we'll have the girls. We'll have all the cowgirls singing next week. please do give us a call for Horses in the Morning, the equitymfg.com Wheel of Trivia tomorrow morning at 9.05 a.m. Your chance to answer a trivia question and win a great prize. The call-in number is 347-637-3238. That's 347-637-3238. Give us a call and get in line at 9.05 a.m. We always play with a bunch of different callers, so you'll have a good chance of winning something if you just answer one trivia question correctly. I would say one simple trivia question, although there's been some tough ones lately, so yeah, they're all equine related for sure. Well, and that's it for today. We hope that you have a fantastic day coming up. We're going to take this out with Jared Rogerson and Peace, Love, and Horses.
Wildflowers in her hair. She can go anywhere on that Palomino mare. She's got Rocky Mountain ivory that she wears around her neck. And the Grateful Dead plays a song in her head somewhere between cowboy and hippie. She's all about peace, love, horses, and me. She could end the war with just a smile. She can drive a tractor belling hay for miles and miles. She says in a sense grows right out of the ground. She believes in heaven, and what goes around comes around. Somewhere between cowboy and hippie, she's all about peace, love, horses, and me. Doing that song that he sang about two books with different covers, but the pages are the same. As certain as a river in the spring, you seal a deal with a handshake. That's her philosophy. She can rope and ride. She likes hanging out with me. She believes that love is the one thing that can change anything. And she loves me, and that's the part that gets me. She's all about peace, love, horses, and